Welcome back to Shoot the Bull. Well, the salt cedar invasion continues in Texas. Agriculture Commissioner Todd Staples has the latest developments.
Salt cedar is an evergreen shrub that has invaded desert streamside communities in Texas, including the Pecos, Colorado, and Rio Grande rivers. Called salt cedar because it oozes salt from its leaves, the plant changes soil salinity, reduces the flow of adjacent water bodies, and displaces other valuable plants. It's considered an invasive species, Tony. Invasive meaning an alien species whose introduction does or is likely to cause economic or environmental harm.
So when did they get here?
Salt cedars were introduced in the early 1900s as a plant to stabilize the banks of streams. In other words, we did this to ourselves. It's an aggressive plant that thrives in both drought and wet conditions, crowds out native plants, and uses up any available water. Rivers are a vital source of water for farmers in communities in dry regions of Texas. Invasive plants like salt cedar diminish water quality and reduce the flow of rivers. Watersheds in West Texas and the Rio Grande Valley are already experiencing dramatically reduced flow thanks to the salt cedars.
So what's being done to control them?
Well, TDA regulates the movement of agricultural seed and plant material and enforces quarantine regulations to control the spread of pesky agricultural invaders. We want to make sure no more salt cedar makes it into Texas.
Thanks for joining us for Shoot the Bull with the Texas Commissioner of Agriculture. I'm Tony Purcell, TSN News.